Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 60. A Pleasant Prairie man was airlifted to a Milwaukee hospital after accidentally shooting himself in the chest yesterday evening and lying in his driveway all night. A neighbor spotted the man just before 6:30 this morning and called for help. Police and paramedics found the man in his driveway in the 1400 block of 22nd Avenue, laying next to a utility vehicle. He told police he went out at dusk Wednesday evening to hunt coyotes when his ATV hit a tree. His gun went off, the bullet hitting him in the chest. He apparently collapsed in his driveway, unable to move or call for help until his neighbor found him. While his injury is serious, police say he is expected to survive. An armed robbery suspect was taken into custody last night in connection with a holdup at the Phillips 66 gas station and convenience store on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. The man found in a vehicle during a search of the area. The robbery occurred about 9 p.m. with a suspect wearing a Spider-Man mask, demanding money at knife point and then running away. Last observed going into a makeshift car lot on Willow Road just north of Durand. Sturtevant and Mount Pleasant police officers, after creating a perimeter, started a search that included that parcel with all the vehicles and the man observed inside one of them. Some fans at Saturday's preseason Packers-Eagles game will experience heightened security.
While the NFL safety policy remains unchanged, fans entering Lambeau at the Shopko gate are the first to use newly installed walk-through metal detectors. It's a league-wide mandate for use at all gates for 2016, but the units are being phased in at Lambeau Field with the Shopko gate debut this season and at all remaining gates next season. Fans will need to remove cell phones, cameras, tablets, and other large metal objects, put them in an extended tray alongside each gate. The gates are already in use at Miller Park and all MLB stadiums. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Racine City Plan Commission has again voted to receive and file a conditional use permit request for a CVS pharmacy at the southeast corner of Ohio Street and Washington Avenue, which is the same decision 2 weeks ago, but which the Common Council sent back even though aldermen previously denied rezoning for the project. Alderman Jim Kaplan urged reconsideration, pointing out CVS moving from West Racine could benefit two areas of the city in terms of development. Commissioner Tony Verranth said there's nothing they can do on the permit request without the rezoning.
This did come to the city council, and they rejected the rezoning. So that was part of, we did send it on to them, and it was rejected, and there's really nothing we can do. We can't move at all on this conditional use because it's not zoned for this use.
The council will again consider the receive and file vote of the plan commission at its next meeting, during which Alderman Henry Perez has a communication going in about reconsideration of the council's previous vote to deny the CVS rezoning. A rock music festival at Caledonia Mount Pleasant Memorial Park last Saturday had a few critics, folks living nearby who claim to have heard too much noise and objectionable language, so a post-event review will take place tonight by the Joint Parks Commission. There were over three dozen bands involved, and while a handful of arrests were made, Caledonia Police Chief Toby Shy says it went fairly well. Parks Superintendent Jim Swoboda says they'll discuss neighbor concerns, what worked and what didn't with the event, and hope it will return. The Rock Festival was another production of GZK Entertainment, Ray Steibeck's company, which has already contributed close to $68,000 toward helping improve the park. The Moving Wall, a portable half-size version of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, with thousands of names of soldiers who lost their lives, opened today at Pritchard Park on the southwest side of Racine and available for viewing through early next Monday morning. An opening ceremony will take place Friday at 5 p.m. and a closing ceremony Sunday at 3. The Moving Wall has been touring the country for over 30 years, now with two versions that travel between April and November. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.